At the Air Force Academy today, the entire student body received a dressing down. General John Jumper told the 4,000 cadets it is their duty to report anything they know about sexual abuse at the academy. The Air Force is investigating a widening sexual abuse scandal at the prestigious institution in Colorado Springs. Testifying to a Senate committee yesterday, the Secretary of the Air Force, James Roach, said there have been 54 reports of rape or sexual assault at the Academy in the past decade. Today, Secretary Roach told us the number of allegations continues to grow.
Two new ones have emerged. In other words, two women have come forward that we didn't know about.
Since yesterday.
In the course of this week, yes, because we have a couple of phone lines. We've asked if someone would like to come forward and say something to us, please do. We have one woman, Michelle, who went to the Air Force Academy, served in the Air Force, left the Air Force, is in another job in civilian life, and contacted us and said, I'm one of the cases that didn't get reported. I know there's nothing you can do about it, but I wanted to tell you what happened to me. And so we'll try and understand what happened to her and why she didn't report it.
With 56 reports of sexual assault.
Over a 10-year period.
Over a 10-year period. Does this suggest that there's a problem with the culture of the military, that even now, in the year 2003, the military is still not accommodating to women?
Well, I'm trying to segregate separate the difference between the military and the Air Force Academy. The Air Force Academy has 4,000 young people between the ages of 17 and 23.
And it's the gateway to the military for many of them.
For some of our officers. In fact, less than half of our officers come from the Air Force Academy. If you go to an operating base where we have combat aircraft going into harm's way every day, you'll find that base is far better organized and is inclusive of the women members as well as all the other members than is the Air Force Academy. And that's what we must change at the Air Force Academy. This is not an Air Force problem. This is an Air Force Academy problem.
And does it suggest that there's a problem with the culture of the Academy?
Yes. I believe there is a problem with the culture of the Academy, and I've said that the notion of putting these young people together and the way some of them have misused power is a problem, and we are setting out to change that problem.
Now, you told a Senate committee yesterday that the Academy's leadership is not at fault. You said the problem lies with the cadets. Why shouldn't the leadership bear some responsibility for the problem?
First and foremost, it is cadets who commit sexual assault on other cadets. It is cadets who are harboring the cadets. So these are adults, and they first and foremost have to learn to accept responsibility, because, Michelle, some of them in less than 12 months may be involved in combat. I can't have them grow up in combat. They must grow up in the Air Force Academy. So first and foremost, it is their responsibility.
But with so many sexual assaults involving so many women, surely at some point the superiors in the Academy realized that there was a serious problem afoot.
They, in fact, did. Remember, it's over a 10-year period, and they thought the process was working because they had a counseling system, and when a woman had something happen to her, she went and it was reported. And these cycles, some years there might have only been 3 to 5, other years there were 15 calls. You have to take it over a 10-year period where in 1993 a number of measures were taken to try to assist the situation, to make the situation better, and they did not work. But also the leaders of the Academy rotate every 2 or 3 years. So you can't hold the two who happen to be there when the lights get turned on, can't hold them personally accountable.
And what about women who now are emboldened to step forward and cases where the assault may have taken place years ago? Will you pursue those cases?
If we legally can, we will, absolutely. Absolutely. But remember, it's a cold trail, and sometimes very, very hard to reconstruct sufficient evidence to be successful in court-martial, because due process applies, Michelle. An allegation is not a conviction. It is an allegation. And due process will apply. We cannot have false accusations.
Senators yesterday seemed genuinely shocked by your testimony. Some suggested that the problems at the Academy go much deeper than the 1991 tailhook scandal.
I have no metric, Michelle, since I was a naval officer. No metric to tell you which scandal is worse than the other scandal. All I know is this is a problem for our Air Force that I'm determined to fix, as is John Jumper, General Jumper. We are both adamantly determined to fix this problem.
Secretary Roach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
James Roach is Secretary of the Air Force.